with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Those tomatoes you buy at the grocery store could soon be costing you more money.
The U.S. government says it's placing a 17% duty on most fresh Mexican tomatoes after negotiations ended without an agreement to avert the tariff. Proponents say the import tax will help rebuild the shrinking U.S. tomato industry. According to the Florida Tomato Exchange, Mexico currently supplies around 70% of the U.S. tomato market. Opponents, including U.S. companies that grow tomatoes in Mexico, say the tariff will make fresh tomatoes more expensive for U.S. buyers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump's vocal MAGA supporters are still upset over the Jeffrey Epstein files flap. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Key members of the president's base, including FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino, are angry with the Justice Department announcement that there's no evidence of an Epstein client list. That prompted a spat between Bongino and Attorney General Pam Bondi late last week. On Sunday night, President Trump said he had spoken with Bongino, describing him as a very good guy. Some of the president's staunch backers have called for Bondi to be fired. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Officials are keeping a wary eye on river levels as some crews resume the search for people still missing after catastrophic flooding pummeled Texas this month. Officials on Monday also made plans to drain reservoirs as they searched for people. The July 4th floods killed at least 132 people. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 88 points, the Nasdaq rose 54, the S&P advanced 8 points, oil down to $66.96 a barrel. This is SRN News. Another indication of trouble in the Church of England.
Leaders of the denomination are looking for a new Archbishop of Canterbury, even as they consider reducing the global power of that office. The worldwide Anglican Communion is threatened with a split because the Western Church wants to embrace the LGBT agenda and other regions of the world do not. Some within the church believe if they weaken the power of the Archbishop in London, it will allow other regions to remain more conservative and preserve denominational unity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The catastrophic flooding in Texas hit Christian summer camps hard. At Camp Mystic, more than a score of people lost their lives. Christian camps have long been cherished for fostering communities, self-esteem, and faith in Texas. In fact, there are thousands of similar religious facilities offering summer experiences to young people across the country. They date back to the revivalist religious gatherings in tents. This is SRN News. Wall Street holds on near its record highs amid doubts about President Trump's tariffs.
The S&P 500 edged up by 0.1% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 88 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. Stocks fell in Europe, but were mixed elsewhere after Trump announced 30% tariffs on goods from Mexico and the European Union. The new import taxes won't take effect until the 1st of August, which leaves more time for negotiations. Speculation is continuing that Trump may ultimately back down. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is asking an inspector general to review the cost of the central bank's building renovations that White House officials have attacked as ostentatious. The Fed has been renovating two of its office buildings in Washington for several years. More details at srnnews.com.